Cherubim are fascinating celestial beings who play critical roles in the biblical narrative, symbolizing God's holiness and justice. From the expulsion of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden to the construction of the Ark of the Covenant, the cherubim appear at crucial moments to highlight the presence and glory of God. In Genesis 3:24, we read, "So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." In this context, the cherubim were appointed to protect the way to the tree of life, ensuring that Adam and Eve, now in a state of sin, would not have access to eternal life without redemption. The presence of the cherubim here underscores God's justice, preventing man from perpetuating his fallen state. Cherubim are not just guardians, but also symbols of God's holiness. In other parts of the Bible, we see cherubim directly associated with the divine presence. In the book of Exodus, God gives specific instructions to Moses regarding the construction of the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat, where two golden cherubim were to be placed. In Exodus 25, 17-22, God instructs Moses on how to build the Ark of the Covenant. "And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, of beaten work shalt thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And make 1 cherub on the 1 end, and the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubims shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel." This passage not only describes the construction of the ark, but also emphasizes the importance of the cherubim in representing the presence of God. They are more than mere statues. They are symbols of divine glory and holiness, indicating that the place where God would meet with Moses was sacred and inviolable. One of the most detailed descriptions of cherubim is found in the book of Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 10, cherubim are depicted as complex and powerful beings, full of eyes and accompanied by wheels within wheels. Ezekiel 10, 8-14 gives us a vision of these beings. "And there appeared in the cherubims the form of a man's hand under their wings. And when I looked, behold the 4 wheels by the cherubims, 1 wheel by 1 cherub, and another wheel by another cherub. And the appearance of the wheels was as the color of a beryl stone. And as for their appearances, they 4 had 1 likeness, as if a wheel had been in the midst of a wheel. When they went upon their 4 sides. They turned not as they went, but to the place whither the head looked, they followed it. They turned not as they went. And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels, were full of eyes round about, even the wheels that they 4 had. As for the wheels, it was cried unto them in my hearing, O wheel. And everyone had 4 faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of a man, and the third the face of a lion, and the 4th the face of an eagle." This description reveals the complexity and mystery of the cherubim, suggesting that they possess extraordinary knowledge and perception, symbolized by the many eyes. Moreover, the wheels within wheels and the 4 faces indicate their ability to move and see in all directions, representing God's omnipresence and omniscience. Cherubim are also seen as executors of God's justice. In Genesis, they prevent Adam and Eve from accessing the tree of life. In Ezekiel, they are associated with the throne of God and divine judgment. In Ezekiel 10, we see the cherubim involved in the movement of the glory of God, indicating moments of judgment and transition for the people of Israel. In the tabernacle and Solomon's temple, cherubim play a central role in worship and the presence of God. In the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Covenant, covered by the mercy seat with the cherubim, was the place where God met with the high priest. This meeting symbolized the mediation and intercession by the high priest on behalf of the people. In Isaiah 6, we have a vision of the seraphim, who are different from cherubim but share the function of praising and serving God. Isaiah 6:1-3 tells us, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." While the seraphim proclaim God's holiness, the cherubim, in other parts of the Bible, are seen protecting that holiness. Both groups of angelic beings emphasize the sacred and inviolable nature of God. Through Christ, the significance of the cherubim gains a new dimension. Jesus, the perfect high priest, entered the heavenly holy of holies once for all, offering himself as the perfect sacrifice. In Hebrews 9:11-12, we read, "But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." With Jesus' sacrifice, the separation between God and man was removed, symbolized by the temple veil torn from top to bottom. Now, through Christ, we have direct access to God's presence, something the cherubim symbolically guarded. In Christian theology, cherubim continue to be powerful symbols of God's holiness and presence. They remind us of the need for reverence and awe before the Lord, and the wonderful truth that through Jesus we have access to his presence. Lucifer, who was an anointed cherub, fell because of his pride. In Ezekiel 28:14-17, Lucifer's fall is described. "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire." Lucifer's fall teaches us about the dangers of pride and rebellion against God. Even as a cherub with great responsibility and beauty, Lucifer chose disobedience, resulting in his downfall. Lucifer's pride is a warning to all of us, highlighting the importance of humility before God. As we read in Proverbs 16:18, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." This verse reminds us that pride can lead to destruction, just as it did with Lucifer. Throughout history, cherubim have been a source of inspiration in Christian literature and art. They are often depicted in paintings, sculptures, and stained glass, symbolizing God's presence and holiness. These representations help the faith community visualize and revere the majesty of God. For example, the Sistine Chapel, painted by Michelangelo, includes depictions of cherubim, highlighting their importance in Christian theology. The cherubim, as we have seen, play a vital role in the Bible, but their impact goes beyond the pages of Scripture. They also influence Christian worship and theology in various ways. In Old Testament worship, the cherubim were a constant and symbolic presence. In the tabernacle, they were an integral part of the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. The Ark, placed in the Holy of Holies, was the focal point of God's presence among his people. Only the high priest, once a year, could enter the Holy of Holies to make atonement for the sins of the people. This restriction served as a constant reminder of God's holiness and the separation caused by sin. The presence of the cherubim over the mercy seat reinforced this separation, but also pointed to God's mercy, allowing for atonement and reconciliation. When Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem, he followed the model of the tabernacle, but on a much grander scale. In 1 Kings 6:23-28, we read about the large cherubim he made for the Holy of Holies. and within the oracle he made two cherubims of olive tree, each 10 cubits high, and 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub. From the uttermost part of the one wing unto the uttermost part of the other were 10 cubits. And the other cherub was 10 cubits. Both the cherubims were of one measure and one size. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was it of the other cherub. And he set the cherubims within the inner house, and they stretched forth the wings of the cherubims, so that the wing of the one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched one another in the midst of the house. And he overlaid the cherubims with gold. The grandeur of the cherubim in Solomon's temple highlighted God's glory and majesty. They were not merely ornaments, but powerful symbols of the divine presence. The glory of God is a central theme in the Bible, and the cherubim are often associated with it. In Ezekiel 10, the vision of the cherubim is accompanied by the vision of God's glory. Ezekiel 10:18-19 describes, "Then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubims. And the cherubims lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels also were beside them. And everyone stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above." This vision of Ezekiel is one of the most striking representations of God's glory in the Bible. The cherubim, with their majestic presence and actions, highlight God's holiness and sovereignty. Although cherubim are not frequently mentioned in the New Testament, their presence and significance are implied through references to the tabernacle and the temple. In Hebrews 9, the author describes the tabernacle and the role of the high priest, pointing to Christ as the perfect high priest who entered the heavenly holy of holies. Hebrews 9:11-12 tells us, "But Christ being come, and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Christ is described as the one who opened the way to God's presence, a way that the cherubim symbolically guarded. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus tore the veil that separated man from God, allowing us direct access to the Father. In contemporary Christian worship, cherubim remain powerful symbols of God's holiness and presence. Many hymns and songs mention cherubim and seraphim as part of the heavenly choir that praises God. The hymn, "Holy, Holy, Holy," for example, includes the line, "All the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea, cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be." These references in hymns and songs help the congregation visualize God's majesty and participate in celestial praise. May we always revere God with humility and gratitude, remembering his holiness and redemptive love, symbolized by the cherubim.